Marama D is with us today. Marama Davidson. Hey, Marama. Kia ora.
Morena Dale. Kia ora.
I've missed that voice. It's back.
Hari toho Pākehā to you and wātea all.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm more interested in Matariki.
That's why I put the Pākehā at the end of it.
Good on you, Marama. Trying times. Obviously, you've watched political movements over the years, and we've seen the rise in confidence of our people. Huiamutu was an example of Māori strength. We weren't in protest mode, more kotahitanga mode. But I tell you what, it did sort of fire a shot across the bowels, didn't it, of a government that seems hell-bent on being dismissive towards our ambition. Your thoughts on the significance and how impactful you think that hui was, even as one guest this morning referred to, the optics were undeniable. What did you make of Tūranga Waewae?
Oh, huge power, huge kaha, unity, and don't mess with tiriti. And for Māori to be able to come at relatively short notice, come together from all across the motu with a clear message, don't undermine tiriti, don't undermine the ongoing work towards tinoranga tiritanga and mana motuhake. Simple. And for that great show, well, this government better be listening at the very least.
Well, we've got Ratana, of course, so it's going bang, bang, bang with Tūranga Waewae Ratana and then Waitangi. The rise of rangatahitanga in New Zealand politics. Speak to that for a moment, please.
I've just landed in Palmerston North. We're on our way to Ratana for the Pōwhiri this morning, of course. When I was at Tūranga Waewae on Saturday, I stationed myself for most of the day at the rangatahi session, the rangatahi marquee. All of the marquee, all of the sessions were fantastic. But Dale, my goodness, are our rangatahi onto it, hey? And this is why we've always been confident as Te Ao Māori. We've always been really clear about our obligations to our whakapapa and our tupuna as kaitiaki. But my goodness, do our rangatahi. I mean, we raised them, Dale. This is what we wanted, right? We got kohanga up. We got kurakaupapa up. We got wānanga up. We got kurereo up. We got our reclamation work over generations. And this is the outcome. This young Māori who are staunch, who are confident, who are embracing taha Māori, who have an analysis of the world of inequity, injustice, power and oppression. And I feel comfortable and humbled by their leadership and know that our role as politicians is to tautoko, get in behind them, get in beside them, uplift and affirm their voices. And what I heard at Tūranga Waewae was a very clear message. We are not to be messed with. Rangatahi are keeping politicians to account and they want to be engaged. You know, they want to be engaged.
I feel obliged to talk about the situation with the Red Sea. And while it's a deployment of New Zealand personnel, relatively small, I'm curious to your attitude about what the international perception is here, bearing in mind the awful situation that we are witnessing in a global sense of what's happening in Israel and with Gaza, and now New Zealand personnel in the Red Sea. This was a decision made yesterday. Kōrero mai, what's your thinking?
Horrified, but not too surprised. All of our efforts should be focused on peace through justice, peace building for enduring solutions, de-escalating tension and violence, and centering the innocent lives and civilians, including the tens of thousands lost in Gaza, and continuing to be in hardship. So this government is absolutely naive and loses credibility if they are not linking the conflict and what is happening in the Red Sea to the ongoing genocidal actions of Israel against the people of Gaza and West Bank. And the fact that it doesn't matter whether it's one or whether it's 1,000 of our NZDF personnel, it still sends a very clear message that we are hiking our trailer onto the US, onto the UK, and we have long held up our independent values of working for peace and building relationships for enduring solutions, this is going against our independent foreign policy and is one that hasn't even been debated by politicians across the House. So the Greens will be calling for that urgent debate as soon as possible.
Tēnā koe, the new Defence Minister, Collins, Judith Collins, denies that it's supporting Israel. She said it's a difficult situation, but it's about getting goods to New Zealand, and that these rebels attacking the merchant travel in the Red Sea is really what this is about. But still, the international perception could be vastly different.
How absolutely daft do they have to think people are to not make the connection, Dale? How on earth do they think that they're going to pull the wool over what we are seeing in plain view? Ongoing slaughter and genocide of Israel towards in Gaza and West Bank, something that has been actually happening for decades, and that is not part of the approaches from Yemen and the blockades of those canals and trade routes, because governments are not doing enough in the West to call for a genocide, to stop the killing. Stopping the killing is where all of our efforts should be focused, especially this government. If we really do care about trade routes, then it is actually addressing the root causes of the violence happening where we should be putting our efforts.
Tēnā koe. Personally, I feel for Goris. And I'm hoping many of our Māori do as well, because it seems so strange. You guys, relatively well paid, and so to think that somebody was hoisting, and but that hasn't been proven either, and the goods were returned. So there's a bit of a story in there. But Goris felt embarrassed, I guess, and so the right thing was to step aside. Will she be coming back if this is cleared up? And what does it say about the pressure that MPs are under? I'm sure, if you looked back, there'd be some horrifying stuff on your social media inbox as well. But our women, and particularly Māori women, it seems a very hostile environment to work in. We're encouraging our people to stand, but when they hear these types of stories, you think, well, why would I? I spoke with Willow Jean yesterday. No doubt you've copped it. Matiria copped it. Kitty copped it. So did... did Todd Muller as well copped it? I mean, it's a brutal place.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the Goris situation. And how would you like our whānau Māori to consider this, please, Māori?
Well, I te tuatahi, tika tau, Dale, me mihi kātika kia Goris. Ka tono atu o mātou tino aroha ki aia. Her colleagues, her MPs, the party, first and foremost, are holding space for aroha and compassion for her. We know that this decision was a hard one, not taken lightly for her to step down, but ultimately is first and foremost about her well-being, which is our priority, about her well-being, her ability to be able to reduce and minimise the ongoing harm and attacks that she was obviously going to attract. We hope and will continue to ensure that she's getting the specialist support that she needs, and she absolutely wants to face up to and accept full responsibility and accountability. So, and that's the apology that we saw, and her being very, very clear that she was to go through whatever was needed for accountability. But Dale, the conversation here is about protecting and upholding people's dignity and mana in the place, in the face of a very toxic political environment. I've spoken about all women. There has always been a level of specific gendered violence for brown women, for Indigenous women, for Māori women, that excites even further hostility. And that has been documented, that is not even up to debate, that has been clarified. So there is also an ongoing question about, I want to see more young rangatahi in this place, Dale. I want to see more Māori and Pacifica and young women of colour in the role of Parliament. It is supposed to be a House of Representatives. But my goodness, do we have to wrap our support around our people who come here, at the same time try and uphold and transform the culture and the nature of being in public office. And that's an ongoing conversation that we know we need to be having as a country.
Well, if you go on any building site or any company, you've got a health and safety officer.
Exactly.
I just wonder whether we have one in Parliament to look after the emotional health and the mental health of those who work there.
We have some systems that already exist, yes. I think we need to understand the specific and, I guess, scale, the specific and the and scale nature of this attack. It is violent scale, and, you know, we can talk about this in and of itself, regardless of any allegations for any behaviour that any MPs have been subject to and have been responsible for. We can actually pull out the toxic environment of politics in and of itself. And that is not acceptable. That is not what we should expect for people in public office ever. And that has to change. And that is an ongoing collective conversation that we have to have.
I'm looking forward to hearing some of the perspectives tabled in a conversation such as that. But we'll leave it there for now. All the best as you head to Ratana, sister. And I look forward to our next kōrero when we can reflect on that and build up towards Waitangi.
Ngā mihi nui ki a koe. Lovely to catch up with you again, and we'll speak again soon. Kia ora.
Thank you, Marama. And we certainly will.